Yes, good evening to our dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. I would like to use this opportunity to thank Dwight and also Hermut to bring up those insightful conversation, which are very necessary, particularly regarding to development of the country and also areas which need capacity to be advanced in order for us to move forward. Dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Lecture Hall 1, Business and Economic Segment. And Business and Economic Segment, as we are always saying, is our educative platform where we discuss topics of concern, topics which are related to business, topics which are related to, institutional development, topics which are related to how to advance the Namibian economy, topics which are related to how to upgrade our people, particularly in terms of characters, and how they can, advance their skills and become, contributor to the mainstream economy. And it's also a topic where we provoke critical thinking. We provoke critical thinking because we want to uplift and also open up that innovative mind. We want to provoke that conversation that to let us think, or let us evaluate ourselves, and also evaluate the way we do things, particularly in the business fraternity, and how we can move forward. As we are always saying, Business and Economic Segment, we are also trying to bridge the gap between those who understand economics, those who understand human development, and also those who are willing to learn. Because we don't only facilitate conversation, we also open up for our listeners with content and understanding, those who call us in the studio, and contribute to this program. And contribute to this program because it is only one aim: how to solve our problems. And most of the problems are solved by, economic development, either in terms of wealth, in terms of infrastructure, and in terms of service that we give to our people. And yeah, before we jump into the conversation for today, it's always something that we are always telling you to say: never forget to like and follow our page on Facebook, Eagle FM Namibia, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and all other social media platforms, so that you'll be up to date with what is happening in the country in terms of economic development, what is happening in the country in terms of, opportunities, and also what is happening outside, things which affect our bread and butter issue. And the other thing also, never ever forget to download our e-paper, which is the Villager newspaper, coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And the other thing is also that Eagle FM, we have an app which you can download into your smartphone, that you can listen to our program at that time, and you can also look into our podcast where you can also follow our previous programs. Then you'll be able to be up to date. And there's also our Imba app. That is an app which has hymn songs from Oshiwambo, English, Afrikaans, and many other local languages that you can download into your phone. Then it will make your life easy. Yes, economy, business, and advancement of human life are interlinked. And what is very important in this regard is human behaviors. Because we have economies who specialize in human interaction, behavior economies, or they are called that way. They specialize in human interaction. How is the thinking of human being shape the economic ecosystem of that area? And that is one of the areas that we are going to look at. That is one of the areas that we are going to look at today in today's conversation. However, let's go to a commercial break. Then we can come and start with our conversation. Stay tuned and stay on your radio, stay on your app, so that we can come with our conversation, deep conversation. And we are also going to call you, or we are also going to encourage you to engage us in the studio after we interrogate the conversation for today.
Shiwanasha Namibia, Kamberera omwakarunga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara uri kwanima yesiga, endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena eimbiro joe mwene kongodhi yoye yopeke pamwe na imba. Imba oteta pamwe oshigwana no kwanja gakaneka onjimbo moshigwana ashihe sha Namibia. Moka epaka imba otamu adhika ehwata joonjimbo dhoongeleka dha yooloka. Ngaashi ehangano lya Elsin, omaimburiro joshiherero, simaneka karunga lya katolika karoma, joshimburu sang fortier noongeleka dhimwe. Tudengera nena ngele owa pumbwa omaimbiro gongeleka yoye ga kale ga gwedhwa ko koka epa ka imbako nora hetatu imwe mbari ndatu tano hetatu nora hamano ndatu nenge ututumine o email ko digital@omalaiti.com. Oto vulu ku adha oka epa ka imbako App Store noko Google Play Store. Imonena imba goye nena.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto wa mina apili kwa mavuchaziva. Muvele kisema app atolo kasi nchavu kamso. Zakale liferile. Mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zali vuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app. Mwikutwe kulimusi emba santo yengu yetuna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe marizo hola mina. Hamuvone. Imba encha ni encha falizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilingwi kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzwira mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamas fera sesifa app ya imba kize tatama Elsin ehang.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anyway. And choose to replace worn out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved.
Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with business and economic segment with me, David Shombe. And the topic for today, we are going to look at a very crucial component in business development, a very crucial component in promoting human interaction and also promoting, you know, success and advancement of businesses from a smaller SME to a larger corporation. So, dear listeners, the conversation for today is going to be under the topic of customer service and business development. It's customer service and business development. When somebody talk about customer service, a lot of institutions, a lot of businesses come into your mind. You think about the last time that you approach a certain business, you approach a certain market, or you approach one service provider. Then, although you have trust in that, in the quality of the product, or you have trust in the quality of the service, the way you were treated made you to think differently. Or the way you were treated made you to think, even if the service that you got was really on point, but it did not take care of your well-being, you will not recommend that service to anybody. Because there is one thinker who said, you know, men are more likely to forget the death of their fathers. However, they will never forget the last time you treated them bad. That is something that we need to look at. And the context of that is customer service. Why customer service? And what is customer service? What is the necessity of customer service in business? And how can customer service upgrade the business operation, the revenue, and retain clients and maintain the brand of that company, the brand of that contractor, the brand of that individual who is giving service, or that individual in the street who is, you know, assisting people in order to get money. The carelessness, when individuals, when somebody is talking about a business which is doing very well, is beyond the qualifications of the employees, is beyond the experience of the managing director, and is beyond the infrastructure which is there. Because the very important people in business, actually, are the clients. The very important people in business, whether you are a private company, whether you are SOE, even if you are a government giving service to its people, the very important persons are the people that you are giving service to, because you are standing there because of where they are. The conceptual definition of customer service is defined as, it's a treatment or it's a treatment or care or the assistance given to clients before, during, and after the purchase of a product or the service. Here's where the tricky part is. It's a treatment that you are giving a client, a customer, or some they call them consumers, before, during, and after that person have purchased or that person bought that product or the service. Why this definition is very important? Because you find individuals, especially those who are at the front line of businesses. We talk about administrators. We talk about front desk operators. We talk about individuals like taxi drivers, individuals like call center agents. Then you also look at individuals at critical ministries. Critical ministry, when you talk about critical ministry, we talk about ministries which are very busy, which are dealing with people on a daily basis. Yeah, you can give an example of finance ministry. You can give an example of home affairs ministry. You can give an example of gender ministry. Then you look at individuals who are treating these clients. Are they treating them the way? Are they treating them with respect? Are they giving them enough information before, during, and after? Or they are just assisting people for the sake of assisting them? Because it was indicated that lack of customer service or poor customer service delay business operation. Poor customer service delay business operation because human beings are social beings, and human beings are emotional beings at some point. People deserve respect, or people want to be treated with special. People want to be treated with respect. However, if you are operating a business, we have seen this. We have seen this. It's a public knowledge that there have been a lot of complaints, but now I'm very confident that there are some changes. There were a lot of complaints, and everybody understands this. There are a lot of complaints about the treatment of individuals in Namibia by Home Affairs Ministry those years. But we understood that the way in every area that we were going to, because these people were dealing with human beings on a daily basis, sometimes you understand that maybe they are frustrated, but things change with time. But where was that problem, and why that ministry was getting a bad image? The ministry was getting a bad image because individuals who were at the front line of that ministry thought they were doing favors to individuals. But little did they know that they are destroying the brand of that ministry. Now, let us move away from public sector. Let us look at basic things that differentiate, or basic things that can make a business to lose competition very well, very fast. Let's go to hospitality industry. Look at the restaurants. You look at bars. You look at resting places, lounges, and other things. We have seen this in an experienced bartender, for example, who end up fighting with clients. End up fighting with clients, forgetting that individuals that she is dealing with are individuals that are consuming the product that she is selling. And at some point, they are not at the same level in terms of thinking, in terms of that capacity. And if this human being does not have emotional intelligence, or if this human being does not have capacity to think beyond the ego which she has, she'll end up chasing customers away. Because she or he will start acting like disciplining these clients, because you start to be a discipliner instead of a business person, because a client is just a client. There is a saying in, it's a broader saying which has been said by a lot of people, that a customer is always right. A customer is always right. It doesn't necessarily mean that customer understand what they want. It means that it's you who have to make sure that the customer get what she or he wants. Because you are not in the business of babysitting people's emotions. That's why there's a big difference between our black business persons and business persons with from different angles. Because these individuals understand that whoever is coming in front of that business must be treated with respect. Whether he has money or no money, don't chase the person away and don't give somebody something for free. Make the person understand why you are there. Direct the person. And by the time he or she get money, people are most likely to come. Because a person who is treated very well is most likely to retain. Whether your product is expensive, but you have good manners, then you'll be able to move forward. And it's something that we really need to invest in, because some individual, you may be offended by a client, but the client is not there to be fought with, because it will end up being your fault unless the mental capacity is not 100%, and there is where you need the assistance of the security. It has been seen in a lot of videos and audios where tellers from retail shops are fighting with clients. They are showing each other attitudes, but that is not the aim of business. That's why we are saying today we are engaging the areas of customer service. How do you treat individuals that are giving you money for your product or for your service? And to what extent can you go? Because we have seen that through our research, we have realized that, some businesses which fail to make it to middle class or to compete even at the national level, they made the mistake on focusing on the money rather than focus on human beings. That is one mistake which these individuals have made. However, the main context of our argument today is that to what extent, where are we Namibians? Where are we Namibian business people in terms of our customer service? How do we treat our clients? When was the last time that you fought with your clients? To what extent did you go to treat a person even after the service? Have you ever admitted when you did something which is not right, or maybe the product that you sell was not of high quality? Have you ever accepted that mistake and improved? Have you ever given a feedback to the clients? And our people train on that level, because you may have a very good business structure. You may have a very good management in terms of business. However, the only problem that you may have is somebody at the gate, somebody at the administration, or somebody at the front line where you have to interact with clients. because what we have seen, especially in the most competitive industries, is that a lot of individuals who are not trained in customer service, they will end up bringing their house problems to work. Then by the time you come to say, "Good morning, ma'am," they'll ask you, "What do you want? How can I assist you? I'm here to do my job." But we understand that you are there to do your job, but you must also treat me like I'm the guest, because a client is a guest. And we know in our tradition, or in everybody's tradition, a guest is the most respected person in that house, because he's not there to stay. He or she must be treated with respect. A guest is not judged by the clothes that he or she is wearing, or by the car that he's driving, or by the look, or by... Sometimes a guest can have different behaviors, or because this guest comes from a different area, but must be treated with respect. That's why our topic for today is that how can we improve customer service in Namibia, from a small business operator to the larger corporation, even to extend it to the private sector, because it's not only about business, it's about treating human beings. How do administrators, receptionists, call centers, tellers, people at the front line deal with personal stress and difficult clients? Do you have time to communicate, or you are only looking at the money? How many times did you chase the clients away because you don't like their attitudes? Did you try to solve a problem? Do we have this conflict resolution, training or conflict resolutions traits, or something that you need to develop? Dear listeners, let's go to a commercial break, then we can continue the conversation.
Life's all about making real moments. So here's to you and your chomies for being 100% real. From jiving to the car wash for the chill, not the wash, to making the cooler box your seat for the night, to going out after work to get that chinos to pluckies feeling. Here's to making everyday moments better by keeping it 100% real. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM.
Yes, dear listeners, welcome back to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are looking at customer service and business development, how we can improve customer service in Namibia from a small business person, middle business individuals, to a larger corporation. How do we train our frontline employees? And also, how do we change the capacity of our business individuals to think beyond the money? Because this thing of business is different from what we have been doing, barter trading. Give me this and give me this. But there is something which is very important that all the scholars of conflict resolutions will be able to tell you, to say, after every conflict that you get into, don't take things personal. Attack the matter. What is the matter? Because when there is a disagreement between an administrator, or between a business person and the client, when there is a disagreement, in most cases, it's about the product or the service. In most cases, about the product or the service. Now, if an individual who is dealing with this client who come and shout at you because she is frustrated because you did not produce at the level that she expect or he expect, instead of you looking at the product, you look at the attitude. You start throwing the F words to each other. We have seen it. We have seen it many, many, many places where somebody who was supposed to be smiling with you, somebody who was supposed to make you feel at home, you have to bang her. You have to bang that person to assist you. But that was not supposed to be the case. The case was supposed to be, if you are at the side of a business, make sure that whoever is coming to you, you are talking to this person in a polite way. You don't need to like people. You don't need to like them. But because of the nature of the business, because business is about competition and retaining of the clients for tomorrow and also building relationship with these clients. Because a good client may end up being like a family. That's why our Namibian people, our attitudes supposed to be revised. Or we need to learn more on how humans behave. Don't think you are doing people favor. Even if you are doing them favor with what you give them, they must be treated with respect. Because business is not the same as a personal thing. You can fight with people in the street here and there, but business about brand. Business about brand and referrals. An unruly client who you handle very well will be able to submit and accept the mistake, or even if that person did not accept the mistake, will be able to refer somebody to you because of the way you treat the person. But if you are just going to work and we are fighting with clients, we are pushing them, some they even go to the extent of beating the clients, then you are losing the fight. We are losing the fights against, other countries. We are losing the fights against business people who are coming from outside. Particularly the fact that we have African Continental Free Trade Agreement where everything is going to be integrated. How are you going to treat foreigners to your businesses? How are you going to treat other people as things are going to be integrated in the next few years because of this African Continental Free Trade Area? Those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. However, you can engage us in the studio. You can give your contribution at 083-288-401. 083-288-401. Yeah, you can engage us in the studio and we extend the conversation further. Yeah, the other area that we need to look at is conflict resolutions and building relationships. That is where we were at. What I was saying is that after every fight that you get into, then you come to the bottom of the matter. You come to the conclusion of the matter. Make sure that you build a relationship with that person. Make sure that you build a relationship with that person because this is an individual who is going to refer you to another person. If you can be a business person who look at human beings rather than looking at human beings as you are looking at money, then there's no one who's going to beat you. You may not have a better or a best product in that market, but human beings like to be treated special, particularly the clients. You know, it's very interesting to move around different towns and look at the attitudes of individuals, how they treat you. We can have best waiters, can have best bar ladies or barmen. But in the hospitality sector, particularly where there's an involvement of a wine or a drink, people who are at the line of assisting these people, they always want to bring clients at the corner. Because, you know, some rich people, they are coming to your restaurant to enjoy themselves. They may not have good behaviors, but you are a lady there, you are a married lady. I'm just giving an example. Then the clients, because of maybe a lot of wines that he took, started calling you names, young lady. Don't go there and fight. People know you are married, but people are different. I'm not saying don't go there and fight with client. Make a client understand that, no, this is a platform. This is who you are. This is a business platform. Then you continue with working. Instead of getting a bottle and beat this person because you feel you are disrespected, because you are not a discipliner. You are in competition with other people. But you have to understand that human beings, we are complicated creatures. There is a lot, you know, the greatest, one of the psychologists by the name Peterson, former Harvard professor, indicated that you cannot really calculate how many personalities human beings have. It's something that cannot be calculated. We have different personalities which are not yet discovered. How people think, how individuals are wired, how they are reasoning, they are different. And some people can behave, they can become really ungovernable. But the fact that you have experience, the fact that you understand that you are there to make money and bring impact and also build relationships, you may build the best brand ever. We have seen, I'm not here to promote other businesses, but we have seen where institutions where there is good customer service. We have seen how many, we have seen the clear differentiation between those with good customer service, those who invest in training their customer service, their employees in customer service, and the impact that it has. There is a direct impact between customer service and financial performance of an institution. Dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment. With me, David Shombe. Today we are analyzing the concept of customer service, especially in Namibia. How can we invest in customer service? How should we build human relations? And how we can build a stronger bond between business individuals and also clients. And how can we outperform our competitors because of what we do. So we have time is 40 minutes past 1800 hours. We have around 20 minutes before we come to the end of our program. You can engage us in the studio. You can bring your criticism. You can bring your questions. You can bring your comment at 083-288-401.
Lipura nengeno wapombwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewetike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pombwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamwili nawa. Ninge kwa tafanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna I matina omjo. Chikao shafasana na na nongeshifa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao, ota ingongotisa mwene. Anangeshifa ya Namibia, ombitombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayakudo ni randitoma yoe, yongeshifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimwepo yomo programa detu. Moambo, dengira selma, konorahi tatu imwe. Datundatu heari hamano tano oniari. Eagle FM, the eye.
Shiwanasha Namibia. Kamberera omwakarunga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara uri kwanima yesiga. Endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena eimbiro joe mwene kongo dhiyo eyo peke pamwe na imba. imba oteta pamwe oshiwana no kwanja gakaneka onjimbo moshiwana ashihe sha Namibia. Moka epaka imba otamu adhika ehwata jonjimbo dhoongereka dhayooloka. Ngaashi ehangano ja Elsin, omaimburiro joshiherero, simane kakarunga ja katolika karoma, joshimburu sang fortier noongereka dhimwe. Tudengera nena ngere owapumbwa omaimbiro gongereka yoye gakale ga gwedhwako koka epa ka imbako nora hetatu imwe mbari ndatu tano hetatu nora hamano ndatu nenge ututumine o email ko digital@omalaiti.com. Oto vulu ku adha oka epa ka imbako App Store noko Google Play Store. Imonena imba goye nena.
Dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economics segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are interrogating the concept of customer service and business development. Why customer service matter? What is the problem that we are doing as a country? What do we need to improve on? And how can we improve on that? And what is the necessity of customer service? We have interrogated the definition of the concept. We look at different areas, particularly on the attitudes. And now let us look at the differentiation between personal issues and professionalism. There is a very important concept that is called professionalism, is to focus on being a professional rather than mixing your emotions, what happened to you with work. That is the reason a lot of people, they bring their things to clients. You bring your problems to clients, which is not what matters. What matters is remain professional. Whether when you come to work, you got a ticket from traffic officers, whether your girlfriend left you, when you come to work, you treat clients at a professional level.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHB on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Are you ready for a fresh new flavor? Then enjoy the latest addition to the Vintook beer family. Vintook lemon-flavored non-alcoholic beer. It's got the same taste that you love, but now with added lemon flavor to guarantee 100% refreshment in every sip. Now that's 100% real. Head to your nearest store and enjoy the new Vintook lemon-flavored non-alcoholic beer for yourself today. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are looking at the concept of customer service. How do we invest in customer service? How do we differentiate between our personal issues with professionalism? Yeah, before the adverts or before the commercial break, I was indicating that professionalism is a matter of being remain focused on the objective of the institution or the objective of your business beyond your personal issues. If you are coming to operate your tax shop, or you are coming to sell your sweets or fat cakes, whatever you do, or you have a bigger business, you have a restaurant, then you have a problem at home. The fact that you stood up and go to assist clients, it means that you have capacity to differentiate between what you are going through and being professional. Being professional if you are at the front line of the institutions. You treat people with a smile. You understand their problem without you also saying, I also have a problem, because clients, they don't care whether... this is a fact, whether you are fighting with your partner verbally or physically at home, they care about why they come there. Because we understand every human being go through a lot of problems. But what is necessary when it's coming to customer service is the ability to be strong and maintain the brand of the institution. Because one client may look like one client, but maybe that one client is... Yes, a person can be really unruly or ungovernable, but that person has... Maybe follow us, even on social media, or that person is coming from a, can be a very rich family, or can be from a family of a lot of people, an extended family. Him uttering one word about the service that you give to him, you already destroy other 200 customers who are going to hear that. Because a referral and recommendation are some of the strong things. Because if somebody recommends something, you are most likely to follow. But if somebody disregards something, then you are most likely to doubt it before you move into that area. That's why we are saying, whether when you are going to work, the traffic officials wrote a ticket for you for driving through the robots, or you were driving fast, whether you are not, your relationship is off the road, or whether you got into a fight with somebody for personal things, when you are going to treat your clients, yes, clients can be annoying. That is a fact. But don't look at it that way. Look at the client as somebody who employs you. Because the client is an indirect boss. Because the client is the reason that institution is built. Because most of the clients, they used to say, yo, I'm the one who is paying your salary, even if the client is paying $2. This person is the one who is paying your salary, because the circulation of that money depends on the client. That's why a client, we don't care whether a client is small or big, old or middle age. That's why we are saying customer service in Namibia need to be advanced. We have seen this. Need to be advanced. People need to be trained how to deal with individuals. And also, people need to be trained how to maintain the brand of their institution. Because if you just sit down and ask yourself, why maybe your SME is losing clients? Why your business is losing clients? Is it maybe because of your attitude? Is it maybe because of somebody that is assisting you in your business behaviors? Is maybe you placed the wrong person at the front line? Or is maybe because you did not train that person how to deal with individuals? Because building a good relationship with individuals build a very strong bond that can increase the, you know, that can increase the network of the business, and also allow the business to reach far, to have a long arm, because of people who are going to enjoy that. Because there is a situation where you go to a business with a very good customer service. You bought a product, the product got broken, or maybe it's just not the right product. You take it back, you get another one, or you take it back, you get good advice and service. Even if you are not happy at that moment, you realize to say you were assisted. How do you deal with questions or queries? Some people, they just come and ask. Because customer service is not only about you dealing with a person in exchange of money, it's also about providing information and guidance. Just providing information and guidance, then this individual is able to, you know, is able to refer you, or able to recommend somebody to come and visit your business. Because as black people have this thing to say, no, something happened to my business. Could be people, you know, nowadays people are evil and all those things. But sometimes it's just how we operate. Sometimes it's just our operation. Just the way we treat people, and also the way we behave toward customers, because most of the people want to show customers that they are the one who are in charge. But really, did you know that a customer is a very important factor in determining the future of the business, and also determining the future of your professional being in that area? Because when you look at the most successful people, like people used to talk about Warren Buffett, the great investor alive so far. People talk about Aliko Dangote in Africa. People talk about Zuckerberg. So those are well-known examples that people are given. Talk about Tony Erumelu and others. When you listen to what these individuals are saying, when you look at their business models, when you look at people that they placed, when you look at the relationship they build with their stakeholders, then you'll be able to understand that these individuals have time. They have time to explain their business. They have time to sell their business. And they also have time to listen from their clients. And what is that? That is the center of business operation. That is customer service. Now, the question that, dear listeners, we need to ask ourselves is how can we improve in customer service? How can we improve in building our attitudes? Because it's not something that you can learn just in one day. And it's also not something that you can just wake up to say, no, tomorrow I'm going to have a very good customer service. It's by learning from the best. It's by learning from the best. And it's also by just to grow up fast. Yeah, just to grow up fast, because when you grow up fast, you understand that life is not about your ego or what you are thinking, but life is about building relationships, and building relationships is the center of customer service. Yeah, that's why we are saying where you start is start by slowly. Greet people. People should not come to your business and beg you. You greet people, you treat them with a smile, ask them how they are doing. Listen to them. People just want to feel respected. People don't have, we don't like a lot of things. Just want to feel respected. Even if I did not get the best service from your business, at least I know I was respected. People want to build connections and network. But if you already have an intimidating face, but you're at the reception, why do you think I have to come to your business tomorrow? I may even turn out because it's showing that you are not happy. It's showing that you are not accepting who is coming. Are you judgmental? Are you treating clients based on what they are wearing or what they are driving? And you are already wrong if you are doing that, because you don't know where the money is. Because if you judge a book by its cover, you never read the best book from the dust. Yeah, that's why we are saying this concept of customer service is not only a concept to discuss today. It's a concept which needs extension. It's a concept which needs deep interrogation. And it's also a concept which needs to be applied beyond the business. It's a concept which can be applied in government. It can be applied in non-governmental organization. It can be applied in faith-based organization. It can be applied in every organization which is dealing with human beings. Because when you are operating an organization, it depends on the clients. It depends on the service that you are giving to individuals. You need to make sure that you clean the face of that organization. And the face of that organization is the first encounter. People who are encountering those people first. If you are the only sole trader in that business, you are the face and the brand of the company. You fight one client, you lose 100 clients. That is how business is working. You treat one client well, then you get 100 clients through referrals. Because as human beings, we like talking, especially when you are in gatherings, we like talking. No, this company did what, this one is very good at A, B, C, and D, and I was treated by this beautiful lady with a beautiful smile, and I think I should go there tomorrow. I was treated by this gentleman at a professional way, and I think I should go there to service my car tomorrow. That is how customer service is working. Yeah, dear listeners, we have around 4 minutes before we come to the conclusion of our conversation. We are going to a commercial break. However, you can still engage us in the studio. 1 or 2 minutes that is left at 083-288-401, 083-288-401.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ujendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali ile konderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083 288-401.
Omutiha, utekirwa kaguna, I Madina Omjo. Chika wa shafa sana nana longeshifa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao, ota ingongoti samwene. Anangeshifa ya Namibia, ompito ombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayaguro nirandithoma yoe, yongeshifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwashipareki uimwepo yomo programa detu. Moambo, dengera Selma, konora hita tuimwe. Datu ndatu, heari hamano tano, oniari. Eagle FM, the eye.
Shiwanasha Namibia, kamberera omakarunga koe pamwe na.
Yes, dear listeners, the time is 58 minutes past 1800 hours. We have around 1 minute and few seconds before we come to the end of our program. The conversation for today was based on the context of customer service and the business development. We are looking at how we should improve customer service, what is the necessity of customer service in terms of retaining clients, building the brand, and also expanding the business, and also advancing the revenue of business. We are also saying that customer service is at the center of every business success, and individuals are most likely to remember how they were treated and most likely to come back if they are treated with respect. We also look at the aspect of how frontline employees or frontline service providers need to make sure that they differentiate between their personal issues at home and also being professional. And the aim of the program for today is to make sure that we reduce this unnecessary fight between clients and frontline workers who are most likely to fight with clients because either of the busyness of the day, the pressure, or lack of training. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, Devin Shombe. And I wish you to continue listening to programs of Eagle FM. Don't forget to like us on our social media platform. And also don't forget to download our e-paper, which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And continue listening to programs. The next program is Tuma with Narovanda and Tate Fry. Until next time, see you.
Mukungule rekwa tuko maikuto wa mina apili kwa mavuchaziva. Muvele kisema app atolo kasi nchavu kamso, zakale riferide, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba rifera zalivuka kuya kwa rifasi la rifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app, mwikutwe kulimusie mbasa antoye nguyetuna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone. Imba encha, ni encha farizwe ikopa.